Amen, amen. Thank you for giving today. I'm excited about jumping back into our family series. I've had the last couple of Sundays off, and I have enjoyed that very, very much. Man, two Sundays ago, Pastor Stephen Miller was with us and spoke about legacy, you know, having to do with our family. And then last Sunday, our student takeover, seeing Generation Next, Generation Now in action. Both of those Sundays were just awesome. Did you enjoy last Sunday with our students leading and taking part in our service? It was beautiful. And man, Sunday's just my favorite day of the week because I'm starting a fresh week with my family of choice. August has been for the family, whatever yours may look like, whether your family is full or whether it is fragmented. We're talking about the family, and you're stuck with me today and next Sunday, and I'm going to close out the series, but I have really heard the Lord speaking to me and the Lord dealing with my heart, and so I'm going to preach just exactly what I hear the Lord saying to me. Let me ask you this today as we get into our word. How many of you have a cell phone with you right now? Give you permission to pull it out. This is not time to post on social media, but get your cell phone out for just a moment. Get it out of your pocket. Get it out of the bottom, the way, way down deep bottom of your purse, ladies. Take it back away from your kids. Amen. Your cell phone, this has become a pretty important piece of equipment. Really, another appendage attached to most of us as we know where this is at all times. So let me ask you a question about your phone that you're holding right now. Did you charge your phone overnight last night? All right, I see some yeses and some hands. How many of you forgot to charge your phone last night, but you charged on the way to church today? All right, I see a few hands. You were charging on the way to church in the car. Who in the room today, confession, it's good for the soul, who in the room allows your phone to go dead regularly? Oh, wow, too many hands, too many hands. Listen, your spouse and your family, they're very frustrated with you. Very, very frustrating. They cannot get a hold of you when they need to. Here's the deal. You can put your phones away. I found some people in the Bible who do not keep their phones charged. Found some people that do not keep their lives charged, do not keep their families charged. I want to talk to you about them today. Matthew 25, if you have your Bible and want to follow along with me, or it'll be on the screen and you can follow with us right there. Matthew 25, beginning at verse number 1, Jesus is speaking. These words are in red. He's telling this story. He said, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. At that time, what time is that? It's the last days. He's just been talking to us in Matthew 24 and now in Matthew 25 about the last days and what we're going to see happen and some of the things that are going to unfold. This story is about the last days, our response in the last days. And I don't know what your theology is. I don't know what your spiritual awareness is, but I believe we are living in the last days. And the Bible said that there were 10 virgins, 10 young people. You say, Pastor Dale, how do you know that they were young? Because the Bible calls them virgins. They had not married yet, and it was a time, just to be frank with you, that people did not lose their purity before they were married. So these are 10 virgins, 10 young people, 10 students. We saw them in action last week. We heard their testimonies last week. Some are serving throughout the house today. Some are in church kids, and some are sitting here today. And I'm not focusing specifically, but every Sunday I'm trying to include you because I want to grow our students in the Word as well. And I want you to make the commitment that the Lord is calling you to make in your own life. But verse number 2 says that 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 of them were foolish. 5 were wise. You see, you have to decide that no matter what, you got to decide before you even see where I'm going in this message today. You've got to make up in your mind that your family will not be among the foolish. I wanted to call this message today the foolish family, but I was afraid it would offend the foolish family. So I got real nice and called it Charge to Change. But I don't want my family to be foolish. I don't want to be among the foolish. I love what the Bible says. As for me and my house, not just me by myself, while my kids sleep in. Not just wife alone while husband works extra hours on the job. Not just husband alone while wife crochets or knits or whatever she's doing. The whole family serving God. And hopefully that's been qualified in the last few weeks, because I know that not everyone has a clear-cut circumstance. I know that not everyone is living in leave it to Beaver family arrangements. I know things have become messy in 2021. I know things have become complicated. For goodness sake, I mean, it's a choice on Facebook, your relationship status. It's complicated is a choice that you can post as your. I realize that things can be complicated in these last days that we are living in. But as for me and my house, whatever my house looks like, that's what this series is all about. We want our families to serve the Lord. And the Bible said in verse 3, the foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. Verse 4 says, the wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. So I liken it this way. The lamp that they are carrying is representative of their faith. The lamp is their faith. Every man is given the measure of faith. All of us have faith, whether today is your first time in the presence of the Lord, whether this is the first time in a long time in the presence of the Lord. Maybe somebody shared this and it came on your feed and you're watching and you're like, what in the world is he talking about? You also have a measure of faith. It's been given to every man. The difference is the oil that we put into our lamp, because the oil is the fuel. Oil is a type of the Spirit. It is our passion. It is the urgency that we feel. It is the thing that pulled us up out of the bed today when the weather said we ought to just stay in and pull the covers a little higher and just, relax on this overcast day. No, it's a passion. It's an urgency. It is a commitment. It is oil that is in my lamp. It is a decision that I have made. It is a spiritual conquest in my life that I want to make sure that my lamp, that my faith is active. I want to make sure that I have what I need. I want to make sure that my faith is full so that I can be counted among the wise and not among the foolish. Just got lamps, and we got to determine whether our lamp is full or whether it is empty. That determines whether we are a wise family or a foolish family. Because verse 5 says that the bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. So they've been waiting for him to arrive. They've been waiting for him to show up. But he was longer in coming than what they realized. I don't know about you, but I have been hearing that Jesus was coming back since I was a kid. I'm talking about passionately. I've been hearing that Jesus was coming back, that I better not do this or do that. Jesus is coming back. I've been hearing that all of my life. And guess what? Guess what? He's still coming back. But the truth is, the passing of time has a way of lulling us to sleep. The passing of time has a way of causing us to lose focus, to become distracted. The truth is, everyone gets weary in well-doing. Everyone gets tired in their effort. Everyone gets weary along the way. I mean, after all of us are fighting through life. It doesn't matter if you're saved or lost today. The Bible said that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So bad things happen to good people. Challenges come to saved people. Difficulties arise in the lives of worshipers. What sets them apart from others is their attitude about it. I'm taking the challenge. I'm taking the circumstance. I'm taking the difficult to the house of the Lord instead of having my own pity party about life and becoming bitter or feeling rejected. Am I preaching to anybody today? I hope the foolish family is not in the room, and I'm preaching to a bunch of wise people that understand that the only thing that works is my life being full of the Spirit of God. Because we all get tired. We all face the difficulty. We all go through life. I mean, it was midnight after all. The difference is whether or not I'm making the oil and the batteries for modern understanding a priority in my life. Am I making the batteries a priority? Because if you look at verse 6, the Bible says, at midnight, at midnight, at midnight, lights will be off for just a moment. Ushers, have you safe, just stay seated. At midnight, before I preach any further, before I make the next point, I need someone to listen good on this Sunday morning. Midnight is coming. Darkness is coming to this world, and I believe it is sooner than I've ever believed, and I want to be ready. It happened at midnight. At midnight. At midnight. And there were wise who had oil in their lamps. There were wise people who had batteries in their flashlight. But there was another group. What? What's going on? I didn't know this was going to happen today. I didn't know. Today, I mean, I heard what Pastor preached last week, but I didn't realize it was going to happen this fast. I didn't realize it was coming this soon. Hey, who's got oil? Who's got oil that I can borrow? The Bible said that all of the virgins woke up and they trimmed their lamps. That means they prepared their lamps for lighting. They flipped the switch. Now is the moment of truth. Now, this is what I've been living for all of my life. This is why I've been faithful to the house of the Lord. This is why I worshiped when I didn't feel like it. This is why I served even when I was suffering in my body. This is why I gave when I didn't have anything left over. This is why I remained committed, because I knew that midnight was coming. And yet others, at midnight, are frantically searching. They're trimming the lamp. I need an address to mail this back to. China sent me a bad product. I don't know what's wrong. We'll start banging them. We'll start hitting them. We'll start looking up Google. Tell me how to make this work. It's either on or it's off. It's either charged or it's not. It's either ready or it is not. I hate to be the bearer of bad news today, but it comes down to this reality. Either you are ready or you are not. Either you are saved or you are not. Either you're going to heaven when the trumpet sounds or you are not. That doesn't mean that I don't love you any less. I'm preaching out of love to you today. That doesn't mean that I care about you any less. It is my care and my concern that called me to this platform today to declare that you need to charge and to fill your life. I didn't know. Why didn't somebody tell me today was going to be the day? I didn't know it was going to happen. Mama, you over there? Daddy, you out there? Sister, brother, sibling, where are you? Do you have oil in your lamp? Listen, whatever you do, don't be a foolish family. Because all 10 of the virgins, they jumped up and they all did the same thing. But for some, it worked, and for others, it didn't. Bring my lights back for a moment. You see, the foolish ones in verse 8 said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." I need you to give me the oil that you have. And verse 9, they said, No, if I give you my oil, then there's not going to be enough for both us and you. See, we have to be very careful here. We have to watch our attitude here, because you might think that the wise are unloving or that they are uncaring. No, the reality is I am responsible for my own batteries. No one else can make sure that I am charged. I am responsible. It is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you can't get this, I don't know how else to say it. I'm not trying to, you know, throw stones at anything in the news, but it's almost this socialistic idea that says, hey, you have to give me what's yours. It belongs to me too. If we're not careful, we'll bring that mindset into the church. No, you can't be saying, no, give me what you have. Now, I can't take from you. I have to develop a relationship with God. And it has to be personal. And I promise you, I'm not being ugly. I'm not being callous. But it is not going to work on Judgment Day to be saying, Mama, Mama, pray for me again. Mama, ask me to church one more time. No, the light either comes on or it doesn't. The lamp either works or it doesn't. Pastor Darrell, I'm going to pay close attention. I'm going to make sure that I hear what you're saying. I'm going to make sure that I know the day or the hour. Listen, your pastor does not know the day or the hour. The Bible said that he's coming like a thief in the night. Believers will know times and seasons. You better hear me, because this believer recognizes the time and the season that we are living in. This is not an hour to play. This is not an hour to dilly-dally. This is not an hour to be on a fence somewhere. This is not an hour to be checking grass somewhere. This is an hour to be red hot in the presence of the Lord, with a lamp that is full, with a spirit that is full, with a life that is on fire for Jesus. This is the time to serve the Lord. So the wise said to the foolish, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But the Bible says that while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. While they were trying to get themselves together, while they were trying to figure out how to make their lamp work, while they were just looking, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You ever had something that wouldn't work and you literally prayed for it? I'm probably the only one. Just praying it'll work, praying it'll work. While they're trying to figure it out, while they're trying to get an answer, while they're trying to do at the last minute what should have been prepared a long time ago, the bridegroom arrived. I often wonder what this day will be like. I wonder who will call my phone. I wonder what 911 text I will receive. I wonder who will be banging on the doors of the church. I wonder who will be ready, finally, to get ready. And as old-fashioned as this sounds today, as old-school as this may preach today, I have to tell you that there is such a thing as too late. It's a hard truth. It's hard to swallow. But there is such a thing as too late. We have a church tonight. Prayer meetings still go on Tuesdays. Hey, can you pray for me? Having some trouble over here with my life. Having some trouble over here with my lamp. Having some trouble with my faith. The Bible said that the virgins who were ready, they went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what day, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what all we're going to see. I know the signs. I know the things that are pointing. I know the things that are declaring the coming of the Lord. I'm seeing them unfold. I'm seeing them happen right before our eyes. So it's no day to chance it. It's no time to play with the spiritual clock of eternity. It's time to make my decision, because I don't want to be left on the outside of a closed door. feel the Lord in this room. And I want to be very practical today. I'm going to close this message with very practical teaching because I don't want anyone to miss their chance to change. There's two things I've got to do. If I want to charge to change, if I want to be ready when Jesus comes, if I want my spirit to be bright, if I want my life to have light, if I want my life to be what the Word says it can be, then I want to make sure that I have everything I need. So number one, here's what I have to do. I have to charge my own batteries. I got to charge. I've got to make sure that I am prepared. Because everyone who put their cell phone up just a few moments ago, the majority of us, we are hyper aware of the charge on our phones. Now, nowadays, there are chargers everywhere. It's charging stations. You go into malls. You go to parks. It's charging stations in airports. It's hard for your phone to go dead. You have to really, really be distracted for your phone to go dead in 2021. Because there's opportunities to charge everywhere. I see people charging their phones in restaurants. I'll take the table by a plug, please. We were in a restaurant just a couple of months ago. It was Jude's birthday. We were celebrating as a family, and his phone had been active and busy all day, friends and family texting and calling in, and his phone was dead. And we sat down there at the table at the restaurant, eat a birthday meal, and my phone's dead. I know somebody's trying to get a hold of me. I know someone's sending Cash App. I know something good is happening, but I can't get notification. I don't know. I don't know what's happening because my phone is dead. But I bet if you ask our server, I bet she can solve that problem for you. And sure enough, she said, "Let me see your phone." She took it to the back and she plugged it in. And by the time we finished our meal, she brought it back and it had enough charge to get it through the rest of the night, because you can charge your phone everywhere. We're hyper aware of the charge on our phone, but we're much less aware of the charge on our spiritual lives. How is it that I know right now my phone is on 79%, but I don't know where my spirit is? I don't know if I flip this switch, if it's going to happen this Sunday or not. How am I so aware of a device but not aware of the divine in my life? So do you have your spiritual charger everywhere you go? Because see what had happened, Pastor Darrell, is my charge got too low. And when the temptation came, I was on 1%. When the opportunity came, I wanted to be strong, but I just didn't have enough charge. What do you do when your battery gets too low? You charge it. Find a plug. You get to your car. You have one at the office. We've got chargers everywhere. Cars, office, house. Chargers everywhere because we don't want the device to lose power. What do you do when your self-control, when your prayer, when your resistance to sin gets low? It's time to charge again. It's time to get in the presence of the Lord. It's time to lift up holy hands. It's time to call out to Jesus. It's time to spend a few moments in prayer. And listen, if you find out on Tuesday that your charge is getting low, you're not going to make it till Sunday. You've got to build an altar in your home. You've got to establish a place of worship in your house. You've got to prepare to worship God wherever you are, because you may not be able to get to your preferred charger, you know, a red hot Sunday morning service, but I can get a little charge right here in my car, enough to get me out of this spiritual crisis I'm in. So when my self-control, when my prayer, when my resistance to sin gets low, it's time to charge again. The truth is, I have to charge this phone every single night. When I first got it, it was new. That battery was strong, and I could go a couple of days. Didn't have to charge it. The battery was so fresh. But now, it's got to be charged every single night. Because now I've lived enough life, and I've been through enough junk, and I've recognized, I know my own flesh. Paul said, you may be stronger than me, but he said, I have to die daily. I've got to charge daily, because I want to make sure that I'm always full, so that no matter what, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm living with a full lamp. I'm living wise, not foolish. You, sir, you, ma'am, are responsible to charge your own battery. Mom, Dad, we need your help to get your student plugged in. Too often, we hear from students that want to be a part of CY, want to be a part of events, want to be a part of spiritual opportunities. But they say, my parents won't bring me. Mom and Dad, the smallest convenience, smallest inconvenience of driving your student to church, it'll pay you back, I promise. Say, Pastor, now that you're too much in our family business. Well, Leave It to Beaver wasn't available. Got to work with this real life. Charge your own batteries. You have littles? Start training them in spiritual things, just like the life skills that they need. Teaching them how to tie their own shoe. Teach them how to pray. It'll pay you back, I promise you. It'll bless your life, because they have a lamp too. Right now, while they're young, moms and dads, we're in charge of making sure their batteries are ready. But hear me, if it's not already a discipline in their life, at 14 and 15, if you think that suddenly they're going to get passionate about God at 19 or 20, all on their own, You're taking a gamble that I'm not willing to take. Pastor Darrell, we're ready for you to get on another series. I know. Does it work or not? Does it come on or not? Charge your own batteries. Here's the next. Change. Change your own batteries. It's fascinating to me because batteries come in all shapes and sizes these days. There are entire stores that are dedicated to batteries now. When I first started seeing them pop up, I thought, that's never going to last. There's no way. But they're in business. I've been into them. I've needed to go because the average grocery store, Walmart, didn't. I needed this really peculiar, odd, strange battery to fit. Because they come in all shapes and sizes and they charge all different things. Here's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:11. He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. You see, it may be time to change batteries. That's a real nice way of saying it's time to grow up spiritually. Because if I've been around the church a while, I can't continue acting like I just got here. You can't be a new Christian for 20 years. You can't keep saying, I didn't know. Change your batteries. Put away the childish stuff, the childish attitudes, the childish jealousies, the childish. Grow up, get big batteries, get grown-up flashlights, so that your life lights up. Here's the reality. You may not know which battery you need. Let us help you with that. Sign up for Discover Church. Get involved in small groups. Connect with someone so that you can know what kind of battery your life needs. Let somebody help before it gets too late. Verse 11. Later the others also came. Remember, the door had been shut. But here come the foolish. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. We finally got some oil. We finally decided it was time to get right. We're finally ready to live for you with our whole life. I'm not trying to scare you. I promise you I'm not. But do you know how many believers there will be 10 minutes after the rapture takes place? A bunch. It's just one problem. If you believe the Bible, and I know many are questioning, but if you believe the Bible, it's just what Jesus said. Verse 12, truly I tell you, I don't know you. I finally decided I finally chose. I finally realized this is the way of life that I need. This is the commitment I'm ready to live. But I'm too late. So Jesus said, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed across this room. No one going out. Please, unless it's an emergency. I don't know when midnight is coming. I know when it'll happen. Today it's about 12 hours and 33 minutes from right now. I'm talking about midnight spiritually. Midnight on God's clock. I don't know. It could be today. So I need to live my life full and ready, prepared. Ooh, I feel the Lord prompting me to tell moms and dads, you got kids away from the Lord. I'm not suggesting you nag them. I'm not suggesting you pressure them. They're probably going to run the other way from that, but I am imploring you to become an intercessor in your home. Even if your kids no longer live with you, start interceding for them. God knows how to get their attention. God knows how to order their steps. But somebody's got to stand in the gap and pray. Pastor Darrell, do you know how long I've been praying for them? Seems they just keep going farther and farther and farther away. I'm asking God to renew your strength today. Renew your burden today. Renew your passion today to pray. Because there is going to be a revival of backsliders. A revival of people that walk through these doors. Man, they went so far. They stayed so long. But look what God has done. And hear me, with heads bowed and eyes closed, you may be here in this room right now. And you're flipping your switch trying to see if your lamp works today, this Sunday, you can leave with a light that shines bright. How? What do I do? Plug into this charging station. Pray with me. Say, Jesus, I'm tired of dead batteries. I'm tired of a dead spirit. I'm tired of dead urgency, dead passion. I'm tired of my sin leading me around instead of my faith making the decisions. Today, I ask you to save me. Today, I ask you to renew me. Today, I ask you to fill my life. Today, I ask you to change everything. Everything in my life. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Can we give Jesus a hand clap of praise as you stand with me? Can you clap and stand at the same time? Come on, somebody give praise to the Lord today. Come on, we got lights coming on all over this building. Hey! Somebody's light is strong, oh light. Jesus changes everything. Today is a day. Today is a day to get to that yes banner. If you've not read this, if you're making a decision fresh and new today, let us resource you. Let us help you. We can get this to you online as well. If you'll type follow in the chat box, Facebook, YouTube, thechurchcub.com, we can send this to you electronically and you can read this right there at home and continue connecting with us. Listen, church, I know there is unknown swirling. I know there is fear, but now is the time to get plugged in to what God is doing. Take your next step of being baptized. Get hungry to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. He'll fill your life and you can just live life on at all times. Come on, is anybody grateful? Is anybody grateful? Say it.